Who has a hymn you'd like to sing this morning? Number 44. Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carried, said he. Nobody ever has told it to me. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story repeat o'er and o'er, till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever has told me before. Before you came to conference, your mom and dad, they had to make reservations for you to come to this conference. Otherwise, if you came here without reservations, you wouldn't have a room to stay in. They wouldn't have enough food to feed you, so you'd be hungry and you wouldn't have a place to stay. You need to have reservations to come to the conference. Does someone else have a song you'd like to sing? 46. Glad T-I-D-I-N-G-S, S-I-D-R-I-N-G, that J-E-S-U-S has come to save me. Well, when we go to some countries in Africa, we need to make reservations. Sometimes we need proof of an airplane reservation. And we need proof of a hotel reservation. And sometimes the consulate or the embassy, they want to know if we have availability of transportation. And they want to have an address where we're going to stay. They want to know, who do you know in that country? They want to make sure we have employment at home. And they want to know all about us before they give us a visa. A visa is a reservation to get into that country. And so before we go to Malawi, before we go to Angola, we need to get a reservation. We need to get a visa. I'm going to talk about reservations today. And we're going to hand out to each one of you a little paper that says, reserved, a reservation for one snack at the end of the meeting. We're going to dump these snacks into these bowls here, and you can choose one of these snacks at the end of the meeting. But you have to have a reservation to get one. You don't have to have one, but you need to have a reservation to get one. And while we sing our next hymn, we're going to hand out the reservations. So does someone else have a song they'd like to sing? Number one. Thank you. Oh, most persuaded. Make sure you keep your reservations safe until the end of Sunday school. Back in June, when I was applying for a visa reservation to go to Angola, I had paid for all my reservations. I had paid for my plane tickets, for my hotels, for everything. Then I had to go all the way into New York to the consulate. And they wanted to interview me. And they had so many questions. And they told me I should not have paid for my ticket. I should not have paid for hotel reservations because they don't have to approve my visa. And so I was concerned. But I paid for the visa reservation, and they told me I would hear from them in 2 weeks whether they would approve it or not. But they probably wouldn't. Well, I left the embassy. The consulate without any assurance that I would receive the visa reservation. And then the next day, as I was driving, I got a phone call. And they said, oh, this is the consulate from Angola. We have made a mistake. And we have sent somebody else's passport visa in your envelope to your house. And we quickly approved your visa and we put it in another envelope and sent it to you. So you could take the other person's visa and put it in the envelope and mail it back to him. And so that's the way the Lord works. He made sure I had reservations. I didn't have to wait 2 weeks. I didn't have to let them worry whether they're going to give me one or not. God made them give me a visa the very same day I dropped it off. And so I had my reservation for Angola. Maybe we could sing another song. Someone else have a song they'd like to sing. Number 16.
Whosoever heareth shall shout a sound, send the blessed tidings all the world around. Spread the joyful news wherever man is found. Over hill and hill, 'tis a
arrived in Angola, I had a receipt from hotels.com that I had paid for my hotel reservation. Well, the brothers there, they picked me up at the hotel, or at the airport. We went over to the hotel and we showed them, I have reservations to stay in your hotel tonight. And they looked at it and said, we can't honor that. How do we know that they're going to pay us for this? And so we have no room for you. And so there I was in the middle of Luanda, Angola. I didn't have a reservation at a hotel. Well, we can't always depend on our reservations here in this world. But we can have assurance of our reservations to heaven when we believe on the Lord Jesus. Maybe we'd sing one more. Number 82. Do you know what the song is? Because there's not 82 verse songs on this one. How about number 40? We'll sing the first verse and the chorus.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Our God and Father, we give thanks for the Lord Jesus. We give thanks that He has made a way for us to have a reservation to heaven. We just ask for help this morning as we speak to the children about the Lord Jesus. And in His name we pray, Amen. So kids, imagine yourself. You're going to cross the street. You're carrying your Bible. You're running across the street and you drop your Bible in the street. And you stop to pick up your Bible. But there's danger. A truck is coming towards you. And he can't stop. He lost his brakes. Help! And he's right there. So do you stop and pick up your Bible? Or do you run? Of course. Of course you run. You get out of there. You get out of there. You need to escape the danger of certain death. But listen, children. You have sinned against God. And Jesus is coming soon to take the believers to heaven if you believe in the Lord Jesus. But if you do not have reservations to go to heaven, to be with Jesus, you will be given another reservation to go to hell. Let's read a verse in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. And verse 9 says, the Lord knows how to reserve the unjust, those people who don't believe, He can reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. You know, reservations do not always have a good ending. In fact, when we're in Africa, especially in Malawi, we have reservations about taking public transport in Malawi because it's usually unsafe. One day, when we were in Malawi, there was a big tour bus. There were 68 people who had reservations on this tour bus to go from Malawi to Tanzania. And the driver was tired. And the driver was in a hurry. And he was going through the mountains. And as he was going down the mountain, the road was switching back and forth because it was very steep. They had to go down 3,000, 4,000 feet down to the lake shore. And on one curve, the driver was going too fast. And he failed to execute the curve. And he passed over the shoulder. He went through the trees. He went over the cliff. And 68 people sailed through the air, 600 to 800 feet over the cliff, down to the bottom, to their death. 68 people had reservations that day that ended in death. Hebrews 9, verse 27. I'm just going to read them quickly. You can look them up if you think you can do it quickly. But Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." And so, boys and girls, the judgment is most certainly coming to you, because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So children, are you going to sit in your chair here today and ignore the Lord Jesus as you sit here with your sins? Well, danger is coming. If you sit there with your sins and you ignore Jesus, you can be sure that you already have your reservations to hell. But it's not too late. It's not too late because Jesus hasn't come yet. And so you still have time to cancel your reservations to hell. And you can get new reservations for heaven. And so, but you need to be quick, because the Lord Jesus is coming very soon. And you need to be ready now. The Lord Jesus says, He says, "Surely I come quickly." And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, He says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." So the time to be saved is right now. Don't wait till next week or next year. Now is the time to be saved. You know, I'm going to tell you a story about Jack. Jack was a soldier in the war, back in the Second World War. And he was on a warship. And he was out in the middle of the ocean. And that was when the Japanese came and bombed out in Hawaii. And he was there off the coast of Okinawa. And the Japanese came by and they decided to bomb this ship. And the bombs were exploding all around the ship. And people were being killed. And the floor was covered with slippery blood. Well, Jack, he tried to walk to get to safety. But he couldn't find anybody. Everybody must have left the ship or they were killed. And so he saw his friend there. He hit him on his back. "Come, let's get off the ship." And his friend just fell down. His friend was dead. And so Jack's soldier friend was dead. And you know, the Bible warns us that after death, there is judgment. Where will Jack's friend spend eternity? Where will God send Jack at the judgment? If Jack's friend did not believe, he's condemned already. He has his reservations for hell. Jack's friend died once from the bombs of the Japanese. In another day in the future, Jack's friend will be raised from the dead. And he will stand before God, and God's going to check his reservations. Where will He send him? If he did not believe, God will send him alive to suffer eternal torment in hell. But remember, children, Jesus loves you. And Jesus does not want you to suffer in hell. And so He made a way for you to escape the death and the judgment. You need to be saved. And so when Jesus comes, you need to be ready. You need to be ready to go. You don't want to be left behind. Here, if the Lord Jesus came right now and you weren't ready, everybody else would go. They'd go to be with the Lord Jesus. And you'd be left behind, sitting in your chair. You don't want to be left behind to be cast into hell. You need to be ready now. Well, Jack thought everybody else had gotten off the ship. But as he was preparing to get off the ship, he heard somebody calling, "Help! Help!" And so he went and found this man. The man had been hit by the bomb and his legs were taken off. And there was nothing Jack could do to help him. He wasn't a medic. He couldn't help him with his medical. But he said, "What I can do is I can bring you to the edge of the ship. And so you can jump off the sinking ship yourself." And so that's what I'm doing today, children. I am doing this for you today. I can bring you to the edge of salvation. I can't save you, but I am bringing you to Jesus. And you need to trust Jesus yourself. Just like that other man, if he wanted to be saved, he had to jump off the ship himself. You need to trust Jesus yourself. You need to get off the sinking ship of sin and self and uncertainty. You need to jump over the edge into the arms of Jesus. And Jesus is there. He's waiting. He's here right now today. Jesus is here. And He's waiting for you to catch you the minute that you are ready to put your trust in Jesus. Well, Jack knew the time had come for him to get off this ship of death. The ship was about to sink under the waters. I think Jack might have been about the last person to get off the boat. And Jack looked over the edge of the ship, down into the water. And the water was covered with the fuel, oil, and the fire. And it was dark down there under the waves. Death and judgment was down there. It was like hell down there. When Jesus went to the cross, Jesus went into the waters of death for you. The Lord Jesus doesn't want you to be punished for your sin. And Jesus loves you. That's why He came down from heaven into this world, because He loves you. And He doesn't want you to be punished. He wanted to take the punishment for you. And so Jesus took the punishment for your sins so you could go to heaven for free. You can go to heaven for free. The free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And Jesus shed His blood to wash away your sins so you would have free access to God. Well, through the fire and through the flame, Jack dove over the rail of the ship into the burning oil-slick water. It was dark under that burning oil-covered water. Jack dove down under the water. And Jack was a good swimmer. And he knew he had to swim a long ways to get up to safety. But which way could he go in the dark water? Well, Jack was a good swimmer. And he opened up his eyes. And he could see off in the distance under the water. He could see light shining through into the water beyond the dark oil that covered the water. And so he swam to the light. That's what he thought. I'm going to swim towards the light. But it was a long way. Well, in John chapter 12 and verse 46, Jesus said, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. If you are still in the darkness of your sin, you need to come to Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and trust Him to be your Savior, and you will not suffer in the darkness of hell, and you will be saved. Jack was under the water. He could see the light, and he swam towards the light. He came up from under the water. He came up gasping for breath, gasping for air. And as Jack came up, he could see the ship was going under the waters. The end had come, and Jack had gotten off the ship just in time, and the ship sank. Jack felt all alone as he was bobbing up and down in the ocean waves. And he was many miles from shore. He couldn't possibly swim to shore. And as he came to the top of a wave, he could see a ship far in the distance. And he swam towards that ship. Jack swam for 10 hours in the waters alone. And while he was yet a great way off, somebody on the ship saw him. And they sent out a rescue boat to save Jack. Jack couldn't save himself. The rescue boat had to save him. And you boys and girls, you can't save yourself. Jack was a good swimmer, but he couldn't save himself. He had no food. He had no drinking water. The water was cooling down his body temperature. And he was getting tired. Jack also, he had some injuries from the bomb that went off. and cut him in the back and his arms. Jack was a good swimmer, but he was not good enough to save himself. Now, children, you might be good. You might be obedient most of the time. And you might be obedient, but not because you believe in the Lord Jesus. But maybe you're obedient and you're doing good because you're afraid of being punished. Or maybe you're afraid of what other people might think about you. You are like a good swimmer in the waters of life. You do so many good things. You memorize the Bible verses. And you even say your prayers at bedtime. I used to do that. I used to pray every night, Lord, if I'm not saved, save me. But it didn't save me, just saying a prayer like that. Because I had to believe. I had to trust. I had to repent. It wasn't until I trusted the Lord Jesus that I knew I was saved. But you do so many good things. And you are so obedient. And surely God will save you because of your good life. But no, you're not good enough to save yourself. And you struggle to be good, but you are sinking beneath the waves of not being good enough. Do you remember the story when Peter was walking on the water? Back in Matthew chapter 14, when Peter was walking on the water to go to Jesus, Matthew 14 verse 30 says that Peter, that he saw the wind that was boisterous, and he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried saying, Lord, save me. There he was walking on the water. And he started looking around at the waves and the wind, and he could see what the wind was doing. And he became afraid and he began to sink because he took his eyes off Jesus. You can't trust yourself to be saved. You need to trust the Lord Jesus. And Peter realized that after he was sinking, he said, Lord, save me. And the Lord saved him. Jesus is the rescue boat that saved Peter that day. And Jesus has come here today to save you, boys and girls, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And then when you get on the rescue boat, you are safe forever. And you can't get off the rescue boat. You can't lose your salvation because Jesus is the rescue boat. Jesus will keep you safe. You need to get your reservations for this salvation now. Don't wait. You need your reservations now. Come and get your reservations to get on the rescue boat now. Believe. That's how you get on the rescue boat. Believe on the Lord Jesus. Believe you are a sinner. Believe that Christ died for your sins. Believe that Christ rose from the dead. And you will be saved. You will be saved. And Jesus will give you eternal life. And you will never perish. When you get on the boat, nobody can get off the boat. You are safe in the hands of Jesus. And you can't get yourself out of Jesus' hands. Doesn't matter what you do, how hard you try. You can't get yourselves out of Jesus' hands. He's too strong. He's too powerful. He takes your sins away. That's it. You are saved. Well, along with your reservation on the rescue boat, you will also get a reservation for heaven. Believe, and you'll be saved. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. And this verse says that this salvation, it includes an inheritance that is reserved in heaven for you. You have a place reserved for you in the Father's house. And you can never lose your reservations to heaven. Every one of you children who believes on the Lord Jesus, Jesus writes your name down in His book. And Jesus reserves a spot for you in heaven. Jesus calls his book the Lamb's Book of Life. And Jesus, once your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, he will never cross off your name. You are safe. And that's your sure reservation. Just like you have a little reservation paper to get a snack. The reservation that you have from Jesus is more sure than whether or not you will get a snack. Well, if any of you children, if you want to make a want to make sure that you have a reservation to heaven, but you're not sure if you have it, come and see me. Come and talk to me. If you're afraid to talk to me, talk to your mom and dad. Because your mom and dad want to make sure that you have reservations to go to heaven as well. I think we have time to sing a couple more hymns. Does anybody have a song you'd like? Yes. 39. What a friend we have in Jesus.
All our sins and griefs to bear.
Have a reservation ticket, if you haven't lost it, you can come up now and help yourself to one of the snacks. Okay. Did everybody get something? Okay. I guess, Jim, did you want to get one? Okay, let's sing one more and then we'll pray. 24.
Yeah.
It was nice to have a reservation to get yourself a snack. But it's more important that you have your reservation to go to heaven to be with the Lord Jesus. Let's pray.